All right, June 1. That's kind of some significance around June 1. We all like to play golf. Today is the day for the 2024 Masters that the application to buy Masters tickets opens up. I've already filled it out. I am going to wait because, you have until June 20th.
Mm-hmm.
Then late July, I'm going to get that email and disappointment will reign once again.
One day. It's happened to my brothers and father-in-law that they've got the honor of purchasing. But we're always given the reminder through our family on this day. I'm waiting for the text, in fact, to come through of like, don't forget. I don't know. I've never got pegged for jury duty either.
Oh, you shouldn't say that too loud. Someone's going to hear you.
Like, wait, what? Okay.
Hanley, Omaha.
Let's put him in the mix.
He's in the mail.
How have you never gotten jury duty? And I've gotten like three times.
Oh, I know people who've gotten three or four or five.
I even got picked to be a poll worker.
Yeah, none of that.
And I'm like, I haven't lived here very long.
Huh? Yeah, none of that. Maybe it's when I was in the great county of Platte County for 6 years that maybe just completely, it just baffled the system. All of a sudden, he's back in Douglas County. Wait, what the hell? So maybe I set the time back on myself. I don't know how any of that works, but yeah, I've never had to.
Maybe this is the year. I didn't put much thought into it because I used to like ask around and try and figure out algorithms if certain parts of the country were featured year by year. Now, Seamus McKnight has won it twice.
That's pretty impressive.
We talk about a lot of things. I don't bring that up because I don't want to hear that he has won it twice. Yeah. Like in the span of, I think, 3 or 4 years. So,
well, and I thought you couldn't get that.
Well,
I thought like if you got it once, you couldn't in like another 5 or 10 years.
That's what I thought. All I'm asking Augusta National is, you know what? I was at Hy-Vee the other day. I got out of my car and there was a penny right there and I picked it up. I know, you know, it's COVID, so you're not supposed to pick up loose change.
Yeah, but good luck knows no disease.
I always pick up loose change. Same. Like a penny, a nickel, a quarter. Dollars.
Really? What do you hope to do with that?
I just put it in the...
Get good luck.
I put it in the jar in the cubby hole in my car.
Okay.
Don't you... I don't know. I don't do that. I don't mess with the luck god.
Oh, I do
like
that.
I've always heard that...
So if you see a heads up, you leave it?
I pick it up no matter what.
Yeah.
Oh.
They're all good luck.
You never know when you might need a penny. Probably never, but...
Yeah.
But I believe in that, and I got out, so I picked up a penny. So I'm hoping that maybe my luck will change. Now, I get all excited for this, and let's be honest... If I got selected for a Monday practice round, because you can only get one day, I'd be like, okay. Can I pass until next year? So you have until
June
20th.
Get a higher priority order.
June 20th is when it closes, and then late July is when almost all of us get an email that we're like, hey, thank you. We appreciate your support of the Masters.
Is there a menu item that you would be interested in?
Oh, no. I'd eat them all.
I think I would too.
That's fair.
And you know what?
Get the full experience.
I probably still have like $10 in change.
Well, it's affordable. So yes, I mean, you have to.
Because I haven't heard as much about the peach ice cream cookie as much as you hear like the pimento cheese and the egg salad and some of the other menu items they have. That looked really good.
I'm there for the golf. They're either going to let me in as a patron or I'm going to go get my game good enough that I'm going to qualify for the Masters. What would you rather have?
I'd rather follow you as the golfer. What would Augusta rather have, though? That's the question.
Hey, also June 1, for all of our baseball fans out there, and there are plenty of you, this is a special day. I always say wait until June 1. Like, my theory is everybody wins 60, everybody loses 60. What do you do with the other 42? But there's a good bet that if you're in first place on June 1, you are going to win your division. So 58% of the leaders on June 1 in Major League Baseball in your division have gone on to win since they went to the three divisions in the AL and the NL.
What about third place teams that are in really bad divisions?
You scored 12 yesterday. You should be happy.
Yeah, they gave up 8.
You won a series against Baltimore.
Yeah. That actually, what I mean, most years I'd be like, that's Baltimore. Yeah, bad.
Baltimore has lost back-to-back series.
And the A's also won a series against the Braves, so it almost got swept.
Well, the Cubs were looking good yesterday, and then they remembered that their bullpen was still their bullpen. But Tampa Bay, Minnesota, Texas. You got a big series with the Twins starting tonight.
Yep.
And then Atlanta, Milwaukee, Dodgers are all in first place in their division on June 1.
And that feels about right.
That kind of matches up with what we thought.
Yeah.
Except for Houston.
And Cleveland.
And Toronto. And St. Louis.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You had St. Louis. Ooh.
Yeah, I did.
Exactly.
Ooh. That might be Chad the worst one.
It would be that bad.
Chad the Cop says, can I caddy for you? I bring 100% humor and 0% expertise.
That's the kind of caddy I'd want.
Yeah, we're not going to take ourselves seriously.
No.
We're going to turn this into Tin Cup.
Okay. Right.
Not going to be Happy Gilmore. It's going to be a little balance of both.
Yeah.
This is why I'm a big Joel Damon fan, if anybody watched Full Swing. Like, I'm not saying his caddy is not knowledgeable. It sounds like they have a great relationship. But, that's the type of relationship and banter I would want with my caddy, where they refer to me as a boner. Yeah. Those are the types of guys that I need in my corner. I don't want this just all business. Like, there are going to be times that I'm going to be beating myself up, so I need you to bring me back down to a happy place. Or just give me the caddy that just doesn't talk, like the Happy Gilmore's caddy.
Oh, see, you need...
In slanting left. Yeah. You're only saying that because you have one shoe.
You need Rome.
What did you say? My earbuds were cutting out there. You said you need a boner to make you happy?
That's what I heard.
No. Joel Damon's caddy calls him a boner.
Gotcha. I thought maybe you were like, okay. I was a big fan of Growing Pains.
That's what boner. I thought too.
Yeah. Whatever happened to boner?
What's happening with you?
What?
Honey, you're a boner. What do you want me to do? Cut it off?
They make right. That's a good one. A good old road trip. At the end of one of his really good rounds, Joel Damon's round at the U.S. Open last year, because he hits a shot and he goes, man, what a boner. His caddy says to Joel Damon. And then he said, I bet this is the first time that a caddy's ever called one of his players a boner. And I respected it. I thought, yeah, you're probably right.
For the record, boner is dead.
Boner died?
Yeah, found him dead in Canada.
I didn't know that. That's too bad.
A lot of late 80s stars. I mean, that's a bit.
I don't know if he did anything further than Growing Pains, but that just, on June 1st, that just brings me down.
We do have breaking news coming into the 1620 The Zone studio. After the driest May on record in this fine city that we call home, it is raining.
Yeah.
At 50th and Capitol.
See that?
Either that or they're trying to clean the windows.
I see wet pavement.
I think it might be spitting a little bit.
Yeah.
How about that? You heard it here first.
Maybe this will keep my neighbor from behind my backyard to stop watering her lawn for 4 hours. I'm not kidding.
Oh, she still will.
Whoa.
Yeah. I had a conversation yesterday.
Do you have a Mrs. Wilson that you share a fence in the backyard with?
I thought we were on good terms. I had to have a conversation yesterday because things were... We just put up a new fence last summer because a lot of water was ruining the posts, and we've already got some warped boards.
Ooh, and I think you have a case here.
Yeah, and so...
You need Jackie Childs to represent
you. I do. It's deplorable. It's infallible. Yeah, so I went just to say, hey, could you keep an eye on that? I noticed it was going for almost 4 hours, and she... Yeah, and she said, well, I'm going to water my lawn, and it's dry. I said, yeah, but... 4 hours. And she said, well, my lawn guy said it's better to water for a long time every other day than every day. I'm like, yeah, but for 4 hours. And she never even humor me and say, you know what? Yeah, I'll keep an eye on it. No, she gave me the look of, I don't know what you want me to do. She goes, rain would do the same thing. Yeah, but for 4 hours. Yeah. That wasn't
I'm on Team Hanley here on this one. Yeah, that's messing up your fence.
Yeah. Because she has a garden on the other side of the fence. We're not obligated to even put a fence up. Now, we have a dog who we want to. But if that thing wore down again, it's like, well, why are you going to put one up? What are you going to do about your garden then?
Perhaps you could go poop on our front porch.
Whoa. Now, come on. Now, I'm...
That went from 0 to 60 pretty quick. Speaking of that,
you know, it's funny you say that, Jimmy.
I was just thinking about that the other day. We asked at the beginning of the show with everybody trying to find out what Trey Alexander is going to do is refreshing Twitter. I said, what do people do before Twitter? Like, you know, Jordan went with the facts.
Mm-hmm.
Steve says, enjoy life.
Just enjoy life, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I guess I didn't fully embrace that yesterday. Maybe I should just let it be.
Maybe Mr. Optimistic Guy. You know what? If Casey and Trey want to play pro ball, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll still go to the games and it'll still be basketball.
I'll wish
if they want to
well.
Come back, that's great as well because I'll still go to the games.
I will wish them well. Mm-hmm. I will follow their careers.
But welcome to a basketball state for at least a day with good news for very rare that on the same day, Nebraska and Creighton men's basketball get good news.
Mm-hmm.
Usually it's something happens and the other laughs, vice versa.
Yeah.
Very rare that they get. And two guys that are going to be impactful in
right.
the upcoming season. We'll talk more about both of their contributions, what has to happen. We've had a little adjustment. Kendall Rogers is going to join us tomorrow so we can have more time with Kendall and the fine folks at D1 Baseball. There was also a little portaling activity with baseball around here that caught people off guard. But being Kevin Bacon from Animal House or bitter, I can't leave it alone, Aaron Rodgers, R-E-L-A-X.
Oh, my God.
Remain calm.
At what time what point of the season will Aaron Rodgers have to do that? The Jets get off to a 1-2 start.
I mean, he's Mr. Revisionist.
Mm-hmm.
Just move on. Move on. You're in a happy place. The Packers, yeah. the Packers have moved on. They're ready. But everybody's just so bitter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Bitter. Thought he'd like his new home.
Again, if he doesn't win the MVP a couple years ago, he's probably already gone.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
he got some leverage once he won the MVP. Mm-hmm. I read that whole story in The Athletic.
Yeah.
Just come on, people. Come on. We gotta move on.
Just love how he says
and it. Just
he had a lot to say. I'm sure he did.
Just remind me, I could never date Aaron Rodgers. He's too high maintenance for mm-hmm. me. I just couldn't.
No,
I'd have a hard time dating Aaron Rodgers.
It'd be a constant temperature check.
He likes caves. You like a
good?
Nice hotel.
Every hour. Are we good? Are we good? Are we good? Uh-huh. And then you come across being the psycho. I'm just saying. I have no experience with anything like that. So.
Yeah, that you seem to like tap into something there.
People play mind games, Jimmy. People play mind games.
About the cougar hunt yesterday.
I would get the Olivia treatment.
Yeah. You know what? There are a lot of things that I think Aaron Rodgers missed out on, but what was he doing there?
I'm with you.
And he's had a decent cast.
Decent rotation.
Danica Patrick is nothing to thumb your nose at, but Olivia Munn, come on. Boy, if she could talk.
She can.
If she would.
Oh.
About that. Well, I guess she kind of did.
I've seen the newsroom. She can talk.
I guess she kind of did.
Now he's got Breece Hall. Hour two next.